Now, outside the Capitol, Washington and the entire Northeast are digging out from that massive weekend storm. The storm put the brakes on travel plans throughout the region, leaving thousands of travelers stranded. NPR's Allison Keyes stopped by Reagan National Airport here in Washington, D.C. this afternoon, just a few hours after flights resumed.
More than 16 inches of snow fell here yesterday, the most ever recorded on a single day, and clearly the airport was still reeling. Lines of anxious passengers snaked around the few curbside check-ins operating, and people were hopping out of a very few cabs with horror stories of the still only partially open public transportation system. Despite the drama, Sarah Gregory was watching the chaos with a smile.
I'm going home for Christmas, so couldn't be happier about that.
Unlike many here, she had good news about her flights.
I'm about to leave, and it's supposed to be on time, and I have a connection, but it's supposed to be on time too.
But passengers like Baylor University student Aaron Phobes were so not having fun as they stood shivering in the outdoor check-in line.
We were actually scheduled for today, but they said the airport was closed until 12, and then our flight was leaving like right after 12, and some of our group got to go in, but the rest of us are just sitting out here just waiting.
Similar scenes of woe were happening at airports across the storm's path in the Northeast for much of the weekend. More than 800 flights were canceled in the New York-New Jersey area, although the airports there never closed. Boston's Logan Airport remained open despite the battering from the snow, though there had been numerous delays and cancellations. At Reagan National, spokeswoman Courtney Michelanos had advice for stranded travelers.
A lot of people need to rebook flights, so the best thing they can do is really to go online with their airline's website and try to rebook online before they head out to the airport.
Even Amtrak suffered. There were delays and cancellations along its Northeast corridor between Washington, D.C. and Boston, and along its cross-country tracks as well. The train that runs between New Orleans and New York was 13 hours late, but today, trains were running pretty much on time, a fact not lost on the folks at Reagan National.
Once again, Amtrak has plenty of seats available.
Yep, that announcement was at the airport, and it did not amuse anyone standing in the long lines winding the entire length of the terminal, especially not Janet Massengale and her family. They were trying to fly into Miami for a cruise.
Nobody knows what to do. Nobody knows where to go. There's no organization whatsoever. And it's been a long day, and we're tired, and we want to make our cruise ship.
But the people who seemed to be making the most of the enforced wait were those who kept their senses of humor, like Aaron Phobes, even if they were cold and hungry.
We have no provisions. We're just rushing it.
Seems like travelers should remember, patience is a virtue. They're going to need it. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.